If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so get ready, because this deep dive is a wild ride. We're going to unpack this listener letter. And when I tell you this is a bad neighbor situation, this is next level.
Oh, yeah.
Forget, like, you know, noisy parties and stolen parking spots. This one goes deep. Like, makes you wonder about the people you see every day, you know?
Absolutely. It kind of reminds you that even like the most normal seeming people can have some dark secrets.
Yeah.
And what's really interesting here is how the person who wrote the letter, like, they show us how our minds get all suspicious. You know that feeling when you just can't shake the feeling that something's wrong.
Yeah, exactly. And you doubt yourself and then try to get others to believe. And it's just, it's a whole thing. So we're calling this one a cautious neighbor. This person wrote in about living next door to someone who turned out to be, well, not who they seem.
Yeah, we're going to break it all down, like all those psych things going on when you suspect something's off, and how these tiny little details can add up to something truly creepy.
Okay, so picture this, right? Our cautious neighbor moves into this charming house, tree-lined street, the kind of place where you imagine like kids playing and everyone knows each other's names.
Yeah.
That perfect little neighborhood.
Oh, I know the one. You're setting the scene perfectly, though, like classic suspense. Right.
Yeah.
It's like Hitchcock always said, the more successful the villain, the more terrifying the film. When you start with this super normal, safe feeling, then bam, the darkness hits even harder.
Oh, for sure. And the letter really lays it on thick with the early days. Like, they describe the oak trees making this canopy over the street and the smell of fresh grass. Like, it's all straight out of postcard. But then enter the antagonist, I guess you could say, Thomas.
Okay, so Thomas, this is where it gets good. At first, he just seems totally average,
yeah.
Polite, but keeps to himself.
Yeah. You know,
classic quiet neighbor type.
Yeah, you might say hey in passing, but that's about it. They don't really think twice about him. And that's exactly how our letter writer describes those first interactions with Thomas. Like, nothing out of the ordinary. Almost too normal, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Have you ever heard of this concept, the banality of evil? It's this creepy idea that some of the most awful things are done by people who blend right in, totally ordinary on the surface, like nobody would suspect them.
It's a good reminder that we shouldn't judge a book by its cover, or I guess a neighbor by their lawn, because sometimes evil wears a cardigan and mows the lawn. And our cautious neighbor even mentions that Thomas was always watching, observing from behind these perfectly trimmed hedges. Nothing super threatening, but enough to set off those internal alarm bells.
Oh, yeah. That feeling when your gut tells you something is off. We all have that instinct. It's like our internal warning system. And those little details that seem out of place can really set it off.
Totally. And those alarm bells, well, they start getting louder with Thomas's nighttime activities.
Yeah.
So our cautious neighbor starts hearing these weird sounds coming from next door, like really faint and kind of rhythmic. almost like thuds and scrapes, but muffled yaddo. And it always happens at night, like clockwork. I don't know about you, but that's enough to make me want to board up my windows.
Oh, absolutely. It's like tapping into that primal fear we all have of the unknown. Like when it's dark, our senses are heightened, and even the smallest sounds seem way more intense.
Oh, 100%. It's like our imaginations go wild. And of course, our cautious neighbor's mind starts racing. What is Thomas doing out there all night, every night? Is he building something, burying something? I mean, the possibilities are endless and none of them are good.
And this is exactly how our brains work when we're already suspicious, right? We try to connect the dots, even if they don't quite line up. We look for an explanation, and when we can't find one, we tend to fill in the blanks ourselves, usually with the worst possible scenario.
Totally. It's like that game telephone, right?
Yeah.
The message gets more and more messed up with each person until it's something completely different.
Right. Except in this case, it's not just a silly game. We're talking about someone's safety and well-being. So the stakes are a little higher. And any normal person would do what the listener did next. Try to get some more information.
Cue the amateur detective work. The letter describes our cautious neighbor peeking over the fence, trying to get a glimpse of what's going on in Thomas's backyard.
And here's where the writer does a really good job. They use all these sensory details that pull you right into the story. It's not just, oh, I saw some digging. It's like you're right there with them. You can hear the sounds and feel that tension building.
It's like we're in a movie. And just when you thought it couldn't get creepier, there's another sensory detail that gets thrown in.
The smell.
Oh, yeah, the smell. And this little detail changes everything. It's described as super strong and acrid, almost chemical. Definitely not your typical garden variety smell. It's giving Silence of the Lambs vibes, like something is seriously wrong. So naturally, our cautious neighbor decides to confront Thomas about the digging and the smell.
And that's when the gaslighting starts.
Okay, so let me get this straight. We hear gaslighting all the time these days, but what does it actually mean in this context?
Gaslighting is basically a way to mess with someone's head, make them question their own sanity. It's about planting those seeds of doubt, making the victim feel like they're overreacting or making stuff up.
So how is Thomas gaslighting our cautious neighbor?
Well, when he gets confronted about the digging and the smell, he gives this totally simple explanation. He's just fertilizing his garden.
And just like that, he flips the script.
Yeah.
Now, our cautious neighbor is the one acting crazy for even bringing it up. That's some mastermind-level manipulation right there.
It's a classic gaslighting tactic. Put the blame on the victim. And it works so well because we all want to believe that the world is a safe and predictable place.
Right. It's way easier to ignore your gut than to accept that someone you see every day might be capable of something awful. So what happens next? Like, does our cautious neighbor just drop it?
Not at first. They're still uneasy. And then things get even weirder in the neighborhood.
This is where it goes from sus to straight up creepy missing pets.
And that's what really gets you on missing pets. It's a fear that resonates with everyone because it makes you realize that even the people and animals we love aren't always safe, even in their own homes.
Ugh, I know. And the way the letter describes it, flyers appearing on telephone poles, neighbors comparing notes and getting more and more worried, it creates this heavy feeling of dread, like the whole community is on edge.
And it goes back to that thing about connecting the dots. First, it was the digging, then the smell. Now pets are going missing. What started as separate events is starting to look like a very disturbing pattern.
And the pattern leads straight to Thomas. And then boom, it happens. Her cautious neighbor's own cat whiskers disappears.
Yeah.
Ah, I can feel that pit in my stomach just thinking about it. Like that mix of fear and suspicion hits you all at once. It's one thing to be suspicious of your neighbor, but when your own pet goes missing, that's a whole other level of awful.
Oh, absolutely. It goes from like, this is weird to, oh my God, this is really happening. Like that feeling of safety in your own home, it just shatters. And it's something we can all relate to, y'all know? That fear that the place you should feel safest is actually vulnerable.
Totally. So with whiskers missing, our cautious neighbor decides it's time to call in the big guns, the police. But this is where things take another awful turn. Because as we all know, sometimes getting the authorities to believe you is like pulling teeth.
Yeah, sadly, that's something a lot of people in these situations deal with. Yeah, no. The police, they're dealing with a ton of stuff every day. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's hard to tell the real threats from the not so real threats. So they might not always take you seriously at first.
So you've got this perfect storm brewing, right?
Yeah.
A neighbor who seems harmless, but is secretly messing with your head. A bunch of creepy stuff happening, but no real proof. And a system that's not always quick to help. It's a recipe for disaster.
It really is. And that's why it's so important to document everything. Write it down, take pictures, videos, anything you can to back up your story, because like we're seeing in this letter, even with all the digging, the smell, the missing pets, the police still need more than just someone's word to take action.
Which is why our cautious neighbor goes rogue. They set up a camera, hoping to catch Thomas red-handed, and they get way more than they bargained for. The letter describes Thomas staring right into the camera one night, shovel in hand, with his creepy smile on his face, like he knows he's being watched and he doesn't care.
Ugh, chills. That image right there tells you everything you need to know about this guy. He needs to feel in control. He wants to intimidate. It's like he's saying, yeah, I see you watching. What are you going to do about it?
The ultimate power move. And it doesn't stop there. Our cautious neighbor gets a text message and it says, mind your own business or you'll be next. Talk about terrifying.
Yeah, that crosses the line. It's a direct threat on their safety, and it shows that this is way more than just a nosy neighbor situation. Things just got real.
And here's the kicker. The message came from a number they never gave to Thomas. He somehow got it himself. Which just adds another layer of creepiness to the whole thing. It means he planned this. He went out of his way to find their number. It's so scary.
It really shows that they're dealing with someone who not only enjoys hurting others, but also gets off on the fear they cause. This isn't just about making them be quiet. It's about breaking them down mentally and emotionally.
And sadly, it works. Our cautious neighbor is so scared and feels totally defeated that they end up leaving their own home. They go stay with a friend. But even then, Thomas, or should we say Victor, like we find out later, he doesn't stop there.
No, he goes full on villain. He starts spreading lies about them at their job, trying to ruin their life. It's like he wants to punish them for even thinking about exposing him.
Classic Darvo deny attack and reverse victim and offender. It's what abusers do to make themselves look like the good guy and the victim look like the bad guy.
Yeah.
So messed up.
It is. And it's scary how easily people can be manipulated. Especially when someone seems so normal on the surface. It reminds us that we always have to be careful and trust our gut. If something feels off, it probably is.
It really makes you think about how we never truly know someone, even the people we see every day. Yeah. Like there could be a whole other side to them that we know nothing about. And that's what makes this deep dive so unsettling. It's a reminder that sometimes the most terrifying monsters are the ones hiding in plain sight.
Absolutely. So trust your gut. Listen to those alarm bells. And if you ever find yourself in a similar situation, don't be afraid to speak up.
Huh?
Document everything and keep pushing for help. You never know who else might be in danger.
Well said. And on that note, until next time, stay safe out there, everyone. And remember,
right,
sometimes the quietest ones are the ones you got to watch out for.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.